The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day to all of you. And the topic for this meditation is the interplay of continuity and discontinuity, constancy and change. And I think it's quite wonderful that we have this continuity of this daily sitting during the week, and we also have the discontinuity in that it's inconstant, that we come together for these 45 minutes and then we go about our lives, and then we come back to this activity, and it's this kind of a constancy, a constant through many of our lives. And in that constant, it can be ballast, it can be a support, it can be a reference point and a learning point and a support that comes from the constancy, comes from the regularity. So in terms of mindfulness of breathing, there is a wonderful interplay between continuity and discontinuity, between constancy and change, between what ends and what begins. And much like how we have the sun, is the days and nights are inconstant, they're changing, but they're also there's a constancy, a continuity. One day follows the next, one night follows the night before. And so there's a rhythm that goes on. And this is an important rhythm for practicing mindfulness of breathing, because constancy of breathing is a thread that can run through our lives. I think of it as a lifeline thread that goes through, and you can stay with it in all kinds of circumstances. Part of you can be grounded, settled in the breath, and it's a little bit of a protection from getting too caught up and involved and entangled with thoughts, ideas, activities. Not to be aloof or removed from activities, but rather to stay balanced. And because the breathing is inconstant, not a fixed thing, we're less likely to be fixated on the breath, to be kind of the mind to be stuck on it in some tight way. It's almost like the coming and going of in-breath and out-breath is a massage, is a reminder to stay relaxed. Don't hold on to just what happened. Let go of the out-breath so you can be with the in-breath. Let go of the in-breath so you can be with the out-breath. So there's a constant letting go, and renewal goes on. And there's a constancy that happens. So the 16 steps of Anapanasati rely on this interplay between constancy and change, between continuity and discontinuity. And to hear this now, maybe then you can now start getting attuned to the rhythm of this in your meditation, and to not fixate on the breathing because it's massage, but also not lose touch with it in the way, that delightful way in which you might sit back and watch a river go by, and you can sit and just watch the flow. And if it was just frozen ice, you probably wouldn't capture your attention so much, but the constant shifting and changing of the river is what kind of grabs us or keeps us kind of absorbed in a relaxed way. Or watching a fire. The fire is constant, maybe, but the flames are inconstant. And so it's the play of those two I think is real, can be very supportive. So taking a upright, or let's say take a posture which supports you to be alert and to be relaxed, to have a certain energy of alertness that's not tense energy, or a certain energy of alertness and a subtleness of relaxation. And to maybe make some large or subtle adjustments in your posture. Now that you're in your meditation posture, it's a time to adjust a little bit further. Kind of to get it just right. Though there's no perfection, just kind of settle in further. And closing the eyes. And then just sitting here quietly, notice the rhythm of your breathing. And giving your breathing permission to be just the way it is. Notice if the breathing seems fast or slow, shallow or deep. Labored or relaxed. Or perhaps you're controlling it in some way, or maybe you're leaving it alone. All the above is okay. Right now, just in a relaxed way, notice what your breathing is like. And notice the rhythm that the end of an out-breath allows the beginning of the in-breath. The end of the in-breath allows the beginning of the out-breath. Much as how taking one step allows the beginning of the next step. And very gently, as a way of accentuating this rhythm of breathing, take some slower, deeper, fuller inhales, and some longer, relaxing exhales. The kind of relaxation that could almost be expressed as an ah as you exhale. Just here with this breath. Deeper inhale so you're definitively connected, involved, feeling the inhale. The fuller, longer exhale. So you're really here for that experience of exhaling. As you're exhaling, to let go of your thoughts of other times and other places. Let go of your commentary and ideas. Appreciating that breathing is a very simple experience. You might have judgments and ideas about it, what should be or shouldn't be. But in and of itself, the sensations of breathing, the sensations that come into play as you breathe in or breathe out, it's a simple experience. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And take a few moments now to scan through your body. And as you exhale, to relax and soften where you find some tension or holding. Especially as you exhale, relaxing in such a way that you are relaxing into the body breathing, into the body's experience of breathing. There's a discontinuity or inconstancy with the coming and going of each in-breath and each out-breath. And there's a continuity of breathing overall and a constancy of how each returns after the next. Relax your thinking mind. Quiet your thinking so you can better experience how the body has the massage or the of breathing. Or how the river of breathing moves through the body. And there's many things you might feel and experience and think about, many emotions that might come through. And through it all, with Anapanasati, is to stay with a thread, with a continuity of breathing in and breathing out. Taking refuge in the rhythm of breathing. Not to deny anything else, but to not to be caught by anything. To keep the tension relaxed and open and receptive. Breathe with what's happening. And if nothing is happening that's really pulling your attention, then breathe with breathing. Float on the waves that come and go, waves of breathing in and breathing out. Noticing, has the rhythm of your breathing changed in the course of the meditation? Is it now you're breathing slower or longer? Shorter or quieter? Is it possible to ease in further into the experience of breathing? Making breathing room for your breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to again take some gentle, deeper, fuller breaths. Perhaps feeling the expansion of your chest as you breathe in. Maybe imagining that your heart is opening on the inhale. Out into the world to all beings. Beings who are suffering. Beings who are going about their lives. Beings who are happy and peaceful. And to imagine that you're breathing with all beings, a companion accompanying all beings on this planet, a friend to all beings. And as you exhale, to allow your well-wishing, imagine your well-wishing spreads on the exhale out across the lands. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free. And may we support that possibility for the people we encounter and meet and learn about. May we be a refuge of safety for others. May all beings be happy. Mm-hmm.